Well, great. I'm sitting here in a van that has traveled from Los Angeles today with three members of Yukon Blonde. Is it okay if you guys introduce yourselves and tell me what role you play in the band?
My name's Rebecca. I play keyboards.
I'm Brandon. I play guitar.
I'm Jeff, and I sing and play guitar, keyboards.
And we're missing a couple of members. They're inside the soda bar right now, and they're just setting up for the show. You guys are here, and you guys haven't been to San Diego in a while, if I'm not mistaken. You were not here for your spring tour, which was like a little mini U.S. tour. When was the last time you guys were in town, if ever?
We've been here a couple times. We've played the Casbah a couple times. Yeah. The last time
2013
was October. Yeah, 2013. That was with the Jezebels, right? Yeah. Okay. That was with the Jezebels at the Casbah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, I know you guys have been on tour for a little while. Rebecca, I know that it's probably pretty hard to get... Well, it's pretty hard to travel across the U.S. It's such a big country. If you want to hit the east, the north, the west, the south. Any highlights for you? Any audiences or cities or moments so far on the tour?
Well, yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. We had a pretty fun night and day in LA. The Satellite was where we played last night, and it was a great time.
We all got tattoos.
Oh, okay. So, yes, tell me about the tattoos. I thought I saw two members show off their tattoos. Now, all five of you have the same tattoo?
No, Rebecca and I got different tattoos. I guess we're the black sheep, but...
Look at this one.
But, yeah.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to try to describe it. Okay. Oh, look at that. It's a cute little heart, and it says LA in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And you got yours on your forearm. And Rebecca, you also got the same tattoo?
I didn't. I got a tattoo for my brother, or it's one that my brother has. It says, "Take Pride."
Oh, yeah.
And it's written on the inside of my arm.
I hope this doesn't sound creepy, but I followed you on Instagram, so I saw that, your tattoo.
Oh.
Yeah, so because you posted a picture.
Okay. Yeah, no, good. Thank you for following me. What's your name? I'll follow you back.
Sylvia Borgo.
Sylvia, okay, you got it.
Okay, so I'll actually send you a message, and that'll make it even creepier, and so.
Not creepy at all.
And then Brandon right here, he's...
Well, I got a creepy little bird here, a little parrot of some sorts. But there's this really good guy named Javon, a Brazilian artist, and he's got a song called Bird of Paradise.
Uh-huh.
And it became kind of a cult classic with our band last summer while we were making our record on the island of Vancouver, this little island. So we all got matching tattoos. It's great.
So it's a bird of paradise. Now, I want to also remind you that there's that Duran Duran song, Rio, that says bird of paradise. So,
whoa. And I feel like there's something to do with parrots in Rio, isn't there?
Yes, I mean, yeah. Isn't there that kid movie with the parrots in Rio?
Yeah.
Okay, so see, this all comes together.
And I wore a Duran Duran t-shirt last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I want to see that, actually. I want to see that t-shirt today. So we were talking about tour. Touring, definitely hard to get a variety of U.S. states in the tour. What are the highlights and lowlights of touring life for you guys?
I think the highlights are pretty obvious. Really amazing shows. You get to travel around, see some really cool natural wonders and monuments. We've been to the Grand Canyon. We've done some really cool stuff. Yeah. Lowlights are, I don't know, we tour pretty easy. We all really like each other, so it's pretty easy. But sometimes, you know, the van breaks down and you're stuck in... What was that place we got stuck in overnight? It was, like, turned into that totally... In Oregon, remember? What was that?
Yeah, the town in Oregon. It was just on the border of Oregon and California.
I don't even...
Yeah, our tire fell off. And it was a punctured, so we had to kind of disband. And two had to go get a tire, two had to go get a hotel room and meet up in the middle. Yeah, just little things like that, yeah.
So one of you has to be pretty handy with cars then, I guess.
Graham, our drummer, is the car man. Yeah, he takes care of the dual intake fan, manifold, and Johnson rods, and all those things. He keeps it going.
Rebecca, I know that you guys are from Vancouver. We're just talking about Vancouver, and hopefully by the end of this interview, I'll be able to crash at one of your pads next week. Wait, by the way, you missed that story, but I'll fill you in later.
Okay.
But I'm taking one of your keys tonight. What do you miss most about your beautiful city, besides, obviously, friends and family?
Wow. Right now, I think I just miss the beaches. I miss the beaches looking out over the mountains and the kind of mild but kind of hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And my mom's garden.
Yeah, very nice. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going garden vibes on this. I got my tomato plants were going just in bloom as I left, so when I get home, they're going to be all gone. And I've been waiting for those little guys to come out, little cherry tomatoes, so I had 3 before I left.
You don't have anybody watching those for you?
I do have a friend who'll maybe come and water them, but I don't know.
Okay. If I take your place next week, I can water them for you. That's, be assured.
That's your only job.
Okay. And anything else that you miss about Vancouver? And since I was going to take a trip up there, what would you recommend seeing in Vancouver? Like, number one must-do... If I had 24 hours in Vancouver.
24 hours in Vancouver? I'd say go to Wreck Beach and then go hike the Chief if you like hiking.
Okay.
Go hit the Chief. It's a tough one. I guess the Gross Grind is harder, but that's what I'd do. Or go through Stanley Park.
Yeah.
But Wreck Beach is the best.
Okay.
It's a clothing optional beach, but it's the most beautiful beach in, like, the world.
Wow. Okay. And San Diego's got some pretty okay beaches, but I'm going to have to check that one out. All right, very good. So tell me a little bit about your newest album. I was listening to it for the last few days, and it's been getting great reviews, and I'm going to be a little bit bold with my next question. When I was listening to the album, just a lot of variety. It sounded synthy, but also guitar-driven. It was upbeat, and there were 3 bands that came to mind when I heard the album, and I hope you like these bands.
Okay.
Tame Impala, War on Drugs, and The Strokes. So my first question is, how much do you like or dislike when people compare you to other bands? Mm-hmm. And how did I do with my comparisons? And would you nullify any of my suggestions? What do you think, Rebecca?
All of those bands are great. We like all of their records. The Strokes are like, for me, I don't know about you guys, but The Strokes were like super prolific in everything that I've done musically speaking. It's always funny to get compared to people, but it's also kind of an honor to have people compare you to bands that you really like. I would not nullify any of those. Those are all pretty spot on. We have been getting a lot of 80s synth pop comparisons for this record, but yeah, I think those are all pretty spot on.
Who are these, The Strokes? Who are them?
Who is that band, the Tame Impala?
Tammy's and Palo. Yeah, they're all good. I like those bands, yeah.
Good, yay, I got 3 good ones. So, speaking of 80s synthy influence, I know that one reviewer wrote down that your new album would be a great soundtrack for the 80s John Hughes films, Breakfast Club and 16 Candles and Ferris Bueller. So that kind of made me wonder, well, what would be one of your favorite movies? And we don't even have to say it's a John Hughes movie, but what would be one of your favorite movies from your childhood or your teenage years?
Oh man, I gotta think on this one. This one's tough because I love 80s movies so much. But if are you saying if we were to score it or if this was to be the soundtrack to one of them?
Actually, just yours, like your favorite, like something that you've watched 150 times, like.
Oh, we like Home Alone. Home Alone's one of our favorite.
John Hughes movie.
John Hughes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Okay.
Another John Hughes movie.
That's true.
Love that one. Uncle Buck. Another John Hughes movie.
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club's amazing. Yeah, yeah.
What about Pretty in Pink,
Pretty in Pink, guys?
Pretty in Pink is...
Pretty in Pink
fan. Oh, that is my favorite John Hughes movie, for sure.
But you've also watched 16 Candles?
I've watched 16 Candles. I love Jake Ryan, like every girl in the world does. But, yeah, Pretty in Pink is my favorite. Okay. I love how bad... I don't remember the actor's name Andrew McCarthy, but he... The funniest thing about that movie is that I just get no dad vibes at all from him, even though he's her dad. You should rewatch it. It's like there's some moments where I'm kind of a little bit creeped out.
I have, like, my real favorite 80s movie's got to be Blade Runner, though.
Okay.
Blade Runner's, like, the best 80s movie. And it's early, too. It's, like, 1980.
Yeah. Maybe even 70s, I want to say. Like, that's what
I think it's 1980. Or
am I thinking Jane Fonda? Am I? No, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I don't know.
No.
I don't.
No.
Who's the? What's the girl's name? The
blonde?
The lead? No, she's not blonde.
Okay, then I'm totally okay. I'm going to look up Blade Runner this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's so okay. good.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, let's dial it up. Okay, so now we have favorite movies. Great. John Hughes, genius. Awesome. Let's talk about my favorite song on your album, okay. Favorite People. I really like it. I mean, I like lots of them, but I really like Favorite People. Who's your favorite person? Like, you can name anybody, your mom, your high school English teacher who inspired you, whatever. Who's your favorite person? Name. Now we'll make this hard. Two or three favorite people.
Ah, man. Well, geez. There's a lot of favorite people in my life. One of them, the person who inspired me most to play music was my grandfather. He's passed since, but he was a boozer, and but he was so against, you know, me drinking as I put down my beer. So I'm like, I can't talk about it with a beer in my hand. But yeah, when I was like 17 years old, like anytime he ever caught me drinking, he'd just give me the biggest lecture. But he'd wake me up in the morning before I went to school every day. And I used to do a lot of home demos, like computer stuff at home. And he'd wake me up and he'd make coffee and he'd be like, let's hear what you did last night, buddy. Aww. So, yeah.
So he was always there to listen to you and your work.
Yeah, and he was always super critical. It was crazy. He was just like, I don't like this. Try again. it was amazing, though. He was super inspirational. He tried to get money together for me to go to recording school. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of refused to go in favor of playing in a rock band. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. That's nice.
How do you top that?
I know.
That was good. That was a good one. let's see. Yeah, I've always had a really supportive family, so obviously they're my favorite people.
We've got two more band members.
Always wanted to meet John Candy, though. I'm going to stick on the John Hughes thing here.
Okay.
Canadian great.
Yes.
He put Canada on the map. And I think he was probably a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah.
I get that vibe.
I know, yeah.
So I always want... You know, my auntie got to talk to him on radio once.
Really?
It's really good. And they talk hockey and all this kind of stuff. Wow. And it's a really good interview.
That's good.
It's pretty fun.
Anyways,
there you
go. That's a good story,
there
too.
There you go. Okay.
That kind of almost tops the grandfather story. And Graham has just joined us.
Hi.
And Brandon.
No,
it's Brandon. Sorry, I missed James. We were just talking about Favorite People, which is my favorite song off of the new album. So we're just talking about our favorite people, or your favorite people. Rebecca, I'm going to go to you.
I have too many people to put into one box. My family.
Okay.
And my boyfriend.
Okay.
You stole my answer.
You stole my answer. And my boyfriend and my family. like my grandma is probably one of the first people that comes to mind.
Aww,
yeah, one of my favorite people.
Oh, very good. And?
Trying to think of something that's more, you know.
It can be anyone.
Yeah, I was trying to think
John
of.
Candy.
They make a really good hot dog named after him
really
at a bar in Vancouver, yeah.
Really good.
I don't know. People that spring to mind, people that inspired me, maybe like, do I have to know them?
No.
Mm-mm. Like Henry Miller, maybe? Morrissey? I liked Morrissey a lot when I was growing up. I realized, like, the first time I resonated with me that it was possible to be a musician.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, I just bought a Morrissey ticket, like one ticket for double the price today, because this show sold out in like 1 minute.
Yeah.
So I was like, God! Okay, I can't cuss on this,
How's
but.
How's he doing right now?
Man. Oh, man. He better not cancel that show. I paid a lot of money for that one ticket. well, we're almost to the end of the interview here. So we were just talking earlier about some Canadian bands. Dan Mangan and Blacksmith were near us a few months ago. I've also been really lucky to see Sam Roberts' band, Hey Rosetta, and I'm forgetting somebody. Patrick Watson was just here last month. Whoa. He was amazing. So... obviously, I know some pretty good Canadian bands, you guys included, Yukon Blonde. Who did I miss that I should be listening to? Let's go around here. What Canadian bands? Usually I ask bands like, you know, what should I be listening to? But this time, let's just be very country specific. Just give me more Canadian bands.
I'd say Young Rival. They're one of my favorite Canadian bands. Those guys just, they kill it every time we see them. They also write really, really good songs.
Okay.
They're from Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Zeus. They're really good friends of ours. We've toured with them before. They're from Toronto. Mm-hmm. All very multitasking instrumentalists. Great songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, Zeus are a super underrated band as well. It's unfathomable that they're not as famous as they are. Yeah. I'll stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
Pass. might come back to you, maybe.
Okay.
And a Canadian band that I should be listening to, in your opinion?
A band called Always. That. They're really awesome.
Okay.
It's spelt with two V's instead of a W.
Okay.
Really good band.
My friends Dead Ghosts from Vancouver are a really fun garage rock and roll band. Okay. Tour the States a lot, and they're really great.
Okay.
Well, I'll definitely keep an eye out for them next time. Thank you so much, guys. I'm really looking forward to the show. I hope you play every song you've ever recorded. Right? Do we have a good deal?
Yeah. We're gonna play every song we've ever recorded.
So that's like 45 songs or written.
Yeah.
So like 85 songs. All right, sounds good.
More.
But your set's only probably like, yay! Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to the show. And I wish you much more success as well. You guys are heading out to the Southwest and then back to Canada, right? In about a month's time or something. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.